Welcome to the Real Live Faith Podcast. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Janice. Life is a parable. All of creation points to God the Creator. We're going to be talking about how we see this in action in our everyday lives and how we use our good days and our mess ups to grow in our relationship with the Lord.
We don't know in what season of life you find yourself currently, but let this be a season of new life and growth. Join us as we talk about having real faith in real life.
Have you ever lost something of great value? You know, like you placed it somewhere with intention, and when you went back to get it, you discovered it was gone. Maybe it's your car keys. Maybe it was your cell phone. Maybe it was a piece of jewelry, or maybe a large sum of money. I don't know about you, but when I experience disappointing or really unpleasant situations in my life, I tend to go to the Bible and read about others who have walked through similar trials. So recently, I lost something, and it was really expensive, and after searching for several weeks, I just stopped looking, and I sat down with the Lord in prayer, and His Holy Spirit just started convicting me of several things, and I started thinking about it. You know, when I first discovered that I had lost this thing I was looking for, I just started to panic because it was really expensive. You know, it had great worth. It had enormous value, and my panic then turned to frustration. And eventually it turned to anger. I asked my husband and my kids, everybody in my house, you know, have you seen this thing? Do you know where this could be? Nobody could help me. They had no clue the location of my missing item.
That reminds me of the story of the lost sheep in Luke 15, verses 3 through 7. And you probably recognize the story, but here's what verse 4 says. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the other 99 in the open pasture and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?
I love that story. And you know, what's interesting is that the owner of the sheep left his entire herd to go and seek that one that was lost. He left all of his other responsibilities and he goes after what was missing. Why would he do that? Well, the first reason is because the owner does not give up ownership just because his item was lost, right? His animal was gone. The second reason is because what was missing did not have the ability to come to its owner. The owner had to go and retrieve it.
It's no wonder we identify with this lost sheep in the parable. We are that one that Christ comes after to save. We can't save ourselves. We need the shepherd to do that for us. Just like it says in Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
This is also true in the parable of the lost coin. Luke 15:8 tells us that the woman lit a lamp and swept her house, searching carefully for the lost coin. And you know, that coin could not return itself to the woman. She had to go retrieve it. She lit the lamp so she could search into the night hours and in the dark places of her home.
Isn't that just like Christ? He is the light, and He comes to find us in the darkness of our sin to rescue us. Jesus says in John 8:12, I am the light of the world.
So how long do you look for something that you've lost? Does it depend on the value or worth of that item? Are you persistent in your search, or do you give up pretty easily? Luke 15:4 tells us that the owner looks until he finds it. That's how long we are to look. We're told over and over in the Bible to not quit, not give up. We look for something as long as it takes until we find it.
Sometimes it's easier to give up, especially when we don't really care about what we lost. Like if you lost a pencil, it's usually easier to just go and get another one, right? It's not the only one you had. But now think about when you lose your phone. You lose your phone and now you start to panic, right? There's even apps that connect all your devices solely dedicated to help you find your phone. Like, I'm not leaving this house until I find that phone. That's the same intensity the woman who lost her coin looked with. And Luke 15:8 tells us that she lost the coin and swept her house. That word sweep means to search swiftly, extensively covering an area. She would not stop until she found it. That coin was valuable to her, just like our phones are valuable to us. It's the only one we've got. And that's how Jesus pursues us, you and me. You're so valuable to Him. You're the only you He created. He doesn't want to lose you.
I love that example. And I'm, you know, just thinking about when I lost something, I was really tempted to give up because the search was difficult. I didn't want to dig through the dirty trash. So I took the easy way out. I skimmed those visible surfaces and the easy to open drawers. But really, it wasn't until much later that I got down on my hands and knees and was laying on the floor, looking under machines and heavy furniture. And although my lost item wasn't recovered quickly, many times I did consider giving up. I surrendered to the fact that I would never, ever recover this item. But Luke 11:9 reminded me, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." And I just really focused on those verbs, ask, seek, and knock. Those are continuous verbs. That means to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Don't quit. It's not a one-time thing. And so conviction really set in my heart after reading that verse. And in my moment of panic and frustration that ensued in the days that followed, I nearly forgot to pray and ask the Lord to intervene on my behalf. But once I took the time to step away from looking and instead diverted my attention to prayer, I was then able to move toward seeking God in His Word and what it said about those who have lost things. And then I was able to move to knocking, you know, acknowledging God's sovereignty and that ultimately He's in control. I'm not. He is the only one who's able to do for me what I cannot do for myself.
So in the parable of the lost sheep, we read the successful end to the owner's search. You know, he finds his lost sheep and he picks it up and carries it back home on his shoulders rejoicing. He was so proud of his victory. He was showing off his recovered sheep like an athlete holding up the winner's trophy.
Yeah, I love that part. And you know, he even went so far as to call together his friends and his neighbors. And he said to them, "Rejoice with me." It's the same with the woman in the lost coin. She also called her friends and her neighbors to rejoice with her because she found her coin. It really was a call for group celebration, and it reminds me of Romans 12:15, which says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep."
If you've never read the parable of the lost sheep and the one about the lost coin, we definitely recommend that you make time to read those, because these missing items were of such great value and worth to their owners, and it's such a great picture of God's love for us. You know, He's the owner of everything that He has made, and you're part of that creation. We are of such great value and worth to Him that He desires that everyone would come to Him and be saved, just like it says in 2 Peter 3:9. So if you know someone who's lost, who's hiding from God and staying far away from Him, pray for them. Pray that God will continue to pursue them and that they will turn their heart toward Him. And then also show them God's love in any way you can. Spend time with them, share the gospel with them, and invite them to church with you sometime. You can play a big part in bringing them to God. He wants every one of us to be found.
If you have not placed your faith in Christ, why wait? Seek Him and call on His name for salvation. Confess that you are a sinner and repent of your sin. Surrender to Jesus today and place your trust in Him as Savior and Lord of your life.
Thanks for listening to the Real Life Faith Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share us with others so they too can learn about living out real faith in real life. You can check out our blog and shop at reallifefaith.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Gab Social. Don't forget to sign up for our emails to receive exclusive subscriber content. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.